Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning, representing Sitka Community Theater, I have director Mark Gallagher, and I also have Shannon Hoagland. Good morning.
Good morning,
Holly.
So spring always brings us some nice live entertainment from Sitka Community Theater. What's in store?
Well, this is our third annual production, and the goal with this production was to get a lot of people involved, to get more directors involved, more actors, and to pick some fun material that a lot of people haven't seen before. And it's called All in the Timing by David Ives. It's actually a show that's playing on Broadway right now, so we kind of hit the moment at the right time. And it's going to be March 29th through 31st, so that's this coming Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center.
How can the theater group afford a show that is currently on Broadway?
Well, I think we asked for it first. I actually don't know. Usually what happens is...
Are you saying this is all about timing?
Yes, it's all in the timing. We have no idea, but one of the cast members was so excited. She brought her New Yorker magazine to the practice, and she showed us, look, it's going on Broadway. It's off-Broadway, but off-Broadway is almost Broadway.
It's close enough.
But I don't know. I mean, the play's been out for, I think, 20 years, Mark?
I'm not sure that quite that long, but it's been around for a while, so it's it's not like we're, stepping on the world premiere in New York.
Right.
Which we could do.
That's right. We could, but usually they don't give out the rights. If it's running at a big house, they won't give out the rights to a little amateur production company out in Alaska. So yeah, but we feel lucky.
And you said you wanted to attract a lot of folks. Six directors is a lot of folks. And Mark, what brought you to the table to take on this challenge?
Well, I had actually been talking to Ed Ronco about the spring show before it was even chosen, and I told him that I was interested in future work with the community theater, that I'd like to have a chance to direct if possible. So he managed to come up with something that gave me that chance and five other people too. So
and this is, I don't know if this is an unusual format for shows. I mean, people will go see a review where they see skits. But, I mean, these are six distinct comedies. Do you want to just run through the roster?
Right. They are all connected, and we're hoping the audience can see the connections. The plays are, maybe I'll go top on down, Sure Thing, which Mark is directing here. And that's followed by Words, 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 directed by Annabelle Lund. And the one after that is The Universal Language by Ryan Apathy. We have Philip Glass Buys a Loaf of Bread, directed by Matthew Turner. The Philadelphia, directed by Bill Davis. And Variations on the Death of Trotsky, directed by Satara Perez. Ed Ronco did the inviting for the directors, and I don't think he got a single no. I think everyone who was invited said yes, so that was great. There is actually a play that involves all the directors, or most of the four of the directors, I guess. And that's Philip Glass Buys a Loaf of Bread, Ryan Apathy, Ed Ronco, Annabelle Lund are in that.
And Satara.
And Satara, yeah.
Well, that's a nice bonus at the end. Mark, tell us about your play, Sure Thing.
Well, it's wildly entertaining.
if he does say so himself.
Exactly. Yes. Well, the nice thing about all these shows is that they are wildly entertaining, but you spend a little bit more time and you dig through and you find that David Ives tends to find a concept and then sort of like Monty Python takes it to its logical extreme, which makes it really crazy. But along the way, there are also interesting insights into life and
love and human nature.
All those good things. And so our play is about two people who meet in a cafe. So, I mean, it's just sort of what could be more, common, and we've seen this before, except there's a sort of twist, and it's about, what people go through in trying to
get what they want.
Make a connection. Mm-hmm. And all the ways that our biases in language and the way we hear things and the way we say things can get in the way.
What's said, what's not said. A few of the plays are kind of plays on that. Philadelphia is like that as well, where you pay attention to, kind of expressing the negative in order to get what you want, which I think is pretty common in our world and our life.
They all sound sort of fun and relatable.
They are. There's a lot of play on language. There's a lot of play on timing. They're all small cast pieces, which is fun. There's a lot of first-time actors in this, and it turns out these first-time actors are pretty good, and that's fun to see. I don't know how much experience your cast has, Mark.
They've both acted in the past, so I didn't make them fill out long sheets with, bring in your headshot and everything you've done. But it's clear that they, have had some experience before.
And you have had some experience in theater before.
Yeah, well, I've worked in theater since, I won't date myself, but a lot back east, up and down the East Coast, and with one detour to Denver to open the Denver Center Theater Company.
Oh, that's a big detour.
Yeah.
So something that's different at looking at the flyer is that Ed Ronco is the coordinating director. So how do you work, Mark, with a coordinating director? Do you have less responsibility or more?
I have less responsibility. I mean, Ed has been dealing with the coordinating all the technical pieces of this. And the set is really wonderful because it's very open. People who come need to bring their imagination because they're not going to see a back wall and where the windows are and all that kind of good stuff. But it's something that will work for all six plays with minimal, pre-set up in between the pieces and so forth. So it's, but he got to work that out with the technical people and has to think about whether we've got whether the cast members have their own costumes or whether something has to be built or something pulled out of somebody's attic and he's taking care of all that kind of good stuff. So I get to just spend time with my cast looking at the text, and it's sort of like the world's best book club because we've got wonderful words to look at and think about what it means and so forth, and then they get to pretend and bring it to life. So it's fun.
It sounds like all plays should have a coordinating director.
Yeah, Das Uber director.
Mm-hmm. Shannon, what's the age range or who's the audience for these plays?
Well, I have a group of friends, they always bring their kids, and these are people who love the theater, and it's a stretch for the kids. There's one or two words that might go, there's a few scenes that might be considered a tad bit adult, but it's generally PG-13 fair. It's PG fair, really, but I just think there's some material that younger kids might not get. So it's definitely not for kids. We don't have any matinee shows for intended to draw kids. But if you're theater people and your kids do go to the theater and they go to the theater more than just kids play, then this will be fine for them. And people can always call me 738-0602 and I can give you the list of, the four or five things that might be a little more adult. And you can decide for yourself whether it's okay for your kids.
The one thing I found out in when this play was chosen was suddenly I was hearing a lot of kids from high school saying, "Oh, we know David Ives. We do him all the time." And so
that's right. They sometimes they edit him for competition.
But because his fort is to do these small plays, they're perfect for
duet, Reader's Theater.
Right. So
this is probably a perfect introduction for people who haven't seen live theater. That they have a nice little variety.
It is. It's a little weirder than the two very literal plays we've done in the past, the Neil Simon and the Moon Over Buffalo. Those are pretty much, you sit down like you would a movie and, you're transported into this different world for a solid 2 hours. You're introduced to characters that you see throughout the whole show. This one, you're going to see different people every 5 minutes. The plays are very short, 5 to 10 minutes. So you have to shift gears every few minutes. But I think
five to 10 minutes.
Yeah, they're all really short.
So how much time does it take to produce a 5 to 10 minute show?
As much time as you can get. The first couple of weeks when everybody's dealing with, has their head in the script, there's only so much you can do acting-wise because, so you're trying to get people to understand what the meaning is and what their motivation might be. And once they finally have the words in their head and put the books down, they start looking at each other and reacting, and their reactions become much more real, and their physical business becomes much more open and so forth. So, all the time you have to allow that sort of that blossom to open up is nice.
Fantastic. So, All in the Timing by David Ives, six directors, six one-act comedies this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Yes, and we are sponsored by the Greater Sick Arts Council.
Every year.
Come early, come often.
Tickets are available at Old Harbor Books and The Door.
There will be plenty at The Door, but I always think it's better to get your tickets in advance.
Will there be a will call?
There'll be a will call, yeah. You can call me, yeah. Yeah, call with any questions. You can call Ed or call me.
Fantastic. I'd like to thank my guests, Mark Gallagher and Shannon Hoagland, telling us about the play All in the Timing by David Ives this weekend at the Sitka Performing Arts Center.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining me.